From NPR News, this is All Things Considered, a weekly look into the natural world. I'm John Smith, and I'm sitting here with Dr. P.J. Fenner, contributor to the Electronic Medical Journal of Australia and resident expert on the box jellyfish, Chironex fleckeri. Please give us a little background.
It's great to be here, John. The box jellyfish was classified in 1975 and named after its cubic-like medusa or bell. It is found in the Philippines, Vietnam, China, and here in Australia. They lay their eggs in salt water, the larvae become polyps which attach themselves to the sediment, and then these larvae polyps develop into the medusa adult stage and detach themselves from the rocks.
What are these box jellies like when they become adults?
Well, the box jelly is an organism without bones or a heart or a brain. It is more than 95% water and has been on Earth for over 650 million years.
Wow. What do box jellies usually eat, and how do they acquire their food?
The box jellies eat prawns, shrimp, and small fish. An interesting thing about Chironex fleckeri is that it actively pursues prey with primitive eyes.
Primitive eyes? Wow, that is really interesting.
The box jelly also has extremely toxic cardiotoxic, neurotoxic, and dermatotoxic venoms. These three venoms are injected via hundreds of thousands of microscopic needles over a wide area on the victim. In a few minutes, the victim may experience difficulty breathing, decreased motor skills, difficulty swallowing, extensive skin lesions, cardiorespiratory arrest, and if not treated, death.
How many of such things have been recorded?
To date, there have been over 1,100 recorded stings, and 1,000 of them have been in Australia alone. The stings themselves are most common in December through May in the Southern Hemisphere and year-round in the Northern Territories.
Wow. Well, it looks like we're almost out of time. Any final remarks?
Only by studying this organism more thoroughly can scientists around the world hope to prevent or provide more appropriate medical attention to those who have come into contact with the most venomous animal known to man. That's about it. And thanks again.
Doctor, I'd like to thank you for sharing your wealth of knowledge surrounding the Chironex fleckeri with our audience today. This is John Smith for National Public Radio, and I hope you listen to the next episode of All Things Considered, when we consider the effect of gall wasps on populations of gall flies. Thanks again for listening. Good night.